Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope all is well with everyone. Hope all is well with everyone. Hope you ready for the weekend. Hope y'all ready for the weekend. It's been a full week. Well, in all actuality, this week really hasn't been, you know, packed with a lot of, this week really hasn't been packed with a lot of energy, you know, heavy energy in a way. All right. How you doing? Yeah, this week, it really, they had some shifts and stuff. I mean, the sun and all of that. We still in the week of eclipse energy. Right? We still in the energy of eclipse. And like I said yesterday, the reason that we have eclipses is because of the nodes, North Node and the South Node, and the sun actually hit the node about 2 days ago. What's up, Mr. Mental? The sun hit the node about 2 days ago. The Mercury is now on the south node. Well, and with that being said, anything that's in conjunct the north node is going to be in opposition to the south node, because the north and the south node are on the same axis. The north and south node are actually opposite each other. So we have the eclipse because of the nodes, and then the sun hit the node, then Mercury is on the node, south node that is, at 18 degrees, right? And then Mercury is moving toward a Kazemi, which is moving into the heart of the sun, which will be burning off of some karma, right? And so the sun conjunct the south node earlier this week, put a spotlight on and was revealing what's being burned off. Karmic patterns. Sun could be ego attachments, and outdated ways of trying to get our shine on. In my cash money, in my baby boys, get your shine on, get your shine on. Well, is it time to put the bling bling down? Nah. And that's still going on because the sun cast a wide orb. And now Mercury is on the conjunct the south node, and Mercury is about mind and thoughts and words, decisions. And this is about a karmic release. It's a karmic release on how you think, how you communicate, the words you choose to use in your communication style, right? This is also, South Node is about releasing. South Node is about releasing. And so, releasing, mental decluttering, mental Decluttering. South node. Release. Mind. Mental. So, mental decluttering. Old ideas that you've had are unraveling. And they're unraveling for a reason. So, fresh new ideas and new insights about the same situation can emerge. Right? So, with the South Node being in Virgo's axis, by the way, I gotta add that Mercury in Virgo is actually at home in Virgo. What's up, Sandro? Mercury in Virgo is actually at home. It's in its own domicile. It's actually exalted in Virgo. And so this South Node energy, even though this release, this mental release is, because, you know, hey, some people out here, some people are hoarders. So even though this mental, even though you got to walk away from some of your hoarding tendencies, right? You could do it with precision because Mercury is in its rulership. It's powered up, right? And so this Mercury, it gives exceptional precision in thought, precision in skill, precision in communication, right? Because Mercury is at its full dignity. Mercury is at its full strength. And so it's making this mental decluttering process efficient and thorough. You ain't just going in just throwing out any and everything, right? It isn't a go in and burn the whole closet type of deconstruction. This is precision. This deconstruction is surgical. You're only carefully removing outdated thought patterns that no longer serve your evolutionary growth. So what they say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So don't go in there and tear down your whole mental process and your mental process and your mental thinking. Do it with precision. Do it with clarity. Right? Now, the eclipses is happening on the Virgo Pisces axis. Right? And the South Node is in Virgo and the North Node is in Pisces. South Node is, let's say, energy of decrease. North Node is energy of increase. Some say South Node is the energy that your soul is trying to walk away from. North Node is the energy that your soul is trying to embrace. But don't forget, you're not trying to totally walk away from your South Node, because in that South Node lies gifts. Right? And so the South Node in Virgo represents a karmic inheritance. Too much excessive analyzing and perfecting. Is there something that you've been wanting to do? You've been analyzing it, overanalyzing it, and trying to get it perfect, and you should just go with it. What is your self-talk? What is your self-talk to yourself? Is your self-talk positive, or is your self-talk very critical and sitting up there with harsh judgments? Now, me for one, I don't see being judged as a bad thing, but I know judgment and judging and all of that can be a trigger word for some. All right. This south node in Virgo is also about over-reliance on logical control. Do you let your mind rule the day and overthink intuitive hits? The south node in Virgo, because Virgo in tarot is the hermit, and so the south node in Virgo is about solitary problem solving, solitary problem solving approaches. What does that mean? Do you have to drag everybody into your problem? Can you solve it yourself? Won't you tell you what? I got an idea. Once you have a problem, go solve that problem. And instead of bringing and dragging everybody else into it, after you solve the problem, tell everybody the story. Hey, y'all, man, I had this problem. Y'all, man, I had to go through this. Hey, that's a better story. So if you do solitary problem solving, that actually gives you better stories to tell, life stories to tell. And Mercury is the mind. Mercury is the mind and logic. You say, don't give the wheel to Jesus, keep the wheel. Oh, how people say, Jesus take the wheel. How y'all know Jesus got a driver's license? Only thing Jesus is used to is sandals. Sandals and donkeys. And our last thing when it comes to this Mercury and Mercury, this Mercury south node, the south node in Virgo. Mental rigidity and inflexibility. In street language, that means stop being so damn hard-headed. Learn to listen. Now, the north node in Pisces calls for, that's where we're evolving toward. That's what this eclipse series is asking us to evolve toward, Piscean energy. And the north node in Pisces has to do with intuitive wisdom and faith. You know, because Pisces has to do with beliefs. I believe, right? And I believe comes faith. Do you have faith that your intuition, what you intuitively picking up is correct? Do you have the faith in that? Or do you overthink it with logic? North Node in Pisces is about compassionate understanding. Mental, mind, Mercury, mental. What's up, German? Mental, the mind, right? Surrender of larger, compassionate understanding, so mind. Right? And so can you compassionately understand what someone may be going through? Right? The north node in Pisces is also about surrendering to the larger powers greater than yourself. A higher power greater than yourself. The universal energies. Do you fight the flow of the energy or can you go with the flow? Right? This is also about collective purpose and cooperation. Do you know how to Do you know how to actually, are you a team player? Are you a team player? Or are you also actually just a one-on-one, hey, I want to get mine. Don't matter if we win or lose, just as long as I score my points. Right? And lastly, when it comes to this Piscean energy, it's about, are you spiritually connected? Do you have a spiritual practice? Are you staying connected spiritually? Yeah, I don't care what it is. If you still a churchgoer, are you still going to church? If you're not, if you're in the spirituality, are you meditating? Are you clearing your energy? Are you, you know what I'm saying? All of that. So Mercury conjunction with the South Node illuminates these patterns with clarity, making visible what must be consciously released. So it's coming up, and what y'all seeing and the things that's being illuminated in your matrix, don't be scared of it. Don't hide your eyes. Ooh, I don't want to see. You need to look at that, because that's helping bringing you clarity to the situation. You got to see it. You got to know what you're dealing with, right? And the reason the universe is showing this stuff to you right now is because this is what needs to be released. You can't release it if you don't want to look at it. The universe and the matrix works as a mirror. Most people go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, you know, put the makeup on and all that, and you're out. But do you actually go in the bathroom, look in the mirror with not trying to get pretty, not trying to, you know what I'm saying, get all handsome and all that stuff, and actually stare and look inside your eyes? Hell, strip your clothes off, get naked. Have you ever did that? Look at yourself like that. Or are you scared? Will the overcritical, over judgment part of yourself come out? But do you need to look at that? Do you need to see that? Because maybe looking at it and seeing it, that would make you want to do something about it. Or not. That's where free will and choice and all of that comes in. Right? Now, what's Mercury, actually, it might already have happened now. It's probably happened already. Well, so real-time astrology, Mercury has moved off the South Node and now is in a sextile with Jupiter. Right? Earth, Mercury in Virgo, Jupiter in Cancer. That's Earth to water. Earth to water. I told you yesterday, that's a sextile. Earth to water works together. Now, let's talk about the condition, because Jupiter in Cancer is exalted. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. All right? And think about this. We're talking about Pisces, and Jupiter actually is the ruler of Pisces. And the ruler of the North Node is sitting in an exalted position, sending a trine aspect to that North Node. Jupiter is also sextile to the South Node, sending a sextile aspect to that South Node and that Mercury. So we got Jupiter, the greater benefic, sitting in the catbird seat, willing to send support. Jupiter sits, like I said, is exalted, and it's providing maximum, is able to provide the maximum support because this is in a place sitting pretty. And so Jupiter's is providing support for this evolutionary leap in which the universe is asking you to do. But you scared to take the leap. You want to know why you scared to take the leap? Lack of faith, overthinking it, worried about the perfect jump. What if I fall? But what if you fly? So in a way, this Jupiter exalted in Cancer is actually, you know, in a way saying, hey, go ahead, make that jump. I put a safety net down there. An emotional safety net, Cancer. Because the nose is in water. Cancer is water. Pisces is water. So this is on an emotional level. And Jupiter is also sending sextile support to Mercury. The mental. So the journey from the mental, the journey from mental control to spiritual trust is cushioned by the nurturing, protective energy of Jupiter in Cancer. Now, I also said that Jupiter is sextile to that Mercury. And, you know, in the South Node. Right? And, this is providing a harmonious relationship between Mercury and Jupiter. Now, I told you, Jupiter is exalted, sitting high in a cat bird seat. But so is Mercury. Mercury's sitting in a cat bird seat as well. Exalted in Virgo. So, we got two planets, Mercury and Jupiter, sitting in a catbird seat in the exalted position. By the way, in a way, Mercury and Jupiter are kind of adversaries. So this could kind of be the energy of someone who was an adversary having to support. Hey, what would they say? The way they say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So this aspect is creating a harmonious bridge between the release and the destination. So I told you, Jupiter is aspecting not only the South Node, but it's also aspecting the North Node. So it's kind of like offering a bridge between the mind and the intuitive flow, the emotions and the thoughts. And so, but to make that leap and get to that new destination, one of the things you have to do is let some old patterns dissolve. Old things dissolve. Old communications dissolve. Old ways of being, old ways of Mercury stuff dissolve, old ways of Sun stuff dissolve. Now, if you want to make it personal, what two houses does Mercury rule in your chart? What house does the Sun rule in your chart? Where is the sun in your chart? Where is Mercury in your chart? That is all clues to what you need to release, what you need to let go of. Right? What old patterns need to dissolve? Now, like I said, now, what's going on tomorrow? The Mercury Kazemi with the sun. And so this is kind of like a sequence of things. We had the eclipse, lunar eclipse on Sunday. Then the sun's been was moving toward the south node. Then it moved through the south node. Then Mercury doing the same, following the sun's path, leading. Now we're just talking about it going through the south node, and they all leading up to a meeting tomorrow. Mercury Kazemi the sun. What does Kazemi mean? In the heart of the sun. So we had the sun conjunct the south node, which was identity and ego passed through karmic illusions, karmic illumination, revealing what aspects of self that needed to be transformed. So first, the ego, what showed up this week, showing you where your ego needed to be transformed. Now Mercury just went through this space, showing you where your mind and your communication systems need to go a purification, releasing outdated mental frameworks. Right? So, and then all of that was leading up, all of that is leading up, like I said, to the Saturday, Mercury Kazemi. Mercury enters the heart of the sun for a mental, shout out to Mental Reset, but it's not a mental reset. Yes, it is a mental reset. It's a mental rebirth and solar alignment, emerging with new, renewed clarity and purpose. So the sun is burning off old karma, and because after this Kazemi, Mercury's going to go ahead and move ahead and go on into Libra, preparing the way for the king's arrival, the sun's arrival, right? Now, all of that, that's what's going on with the sun and Mercury and the south node and all that. But we do have something that's quicker moving, and it's actually doing something as well today, and that's the moon. And the moon has been in Taurus for the last 2 days, but it's actually going to exit Taurus today. All right, and so the moon will exit Taurus and enter into Gemini, going from Earth to air. Now, right before the moon exit Taurus, it's going to have a sextile with Saturn at 29 degrees. And everybody knows that the 29th degree is the critical degree, the analytic degree. And Saturn is sitting in 29 degrees Pisces retrograde. So in sextile, again, is supporting. Venus is a benefic planet. V Venus, the moon, my bad. The moon is in Taurus and it's exalted in Taurus, and sextile is a supporting energy. And so this is a fine, Taurus is Earth, fixed Earth, a final grounding aspect that acknowledges karmic responsibilities and lessons before this major shift that all this eclipse and stuff has been preparing us for. It's like a karmic check-in. Hey, did you learn your lessons? By the way, Saturn is responsibility. Saturn likes to block. Saturn is the teacher. Saturn is karma. So karmic responsibilities, right? And then as soon as the moon exits Taurus and enters Gemini, bam, it's going to have a conjunction with Uranus at 1 degree. And Uranus is all of a sudden shock, awe, out of nowhere, right? And let's not forget, I haven't forgot, I don't know if y'all forgot, that the outer planets, Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus are all sitting at 1 degree. Neptune and Pluto are retrograde already. Uranus should be going retrograde late. Well, it should sometime around Libra season. If right before Libra season, right out a little time after, I think it's gonna go retrograde right before Libra season starts, right? Because it's the outer planets retrograde from trine to trine, and a trine is from 120 degrees. And so Uranus would be retrograde from the time the sun goes in a Libra until the sun leaves Aquarius. That's what it should, you know, roughly. This is just rough. I'm just being general. Roughly, it'll be retrograde from the time Libra season to Aquarius season. Trying to try. All right, so back to this though. So the moon will conjunct Uranus right out the gate as it, by the way, all this is, the moon's going to do this right in time for 5 o'clock traffic jam, 6 o'clock on the East Coast, right? So right before the traffic jam and all, right as the traffic and all that hitting, the moon gonna go in Gemini, which is a Mercury rule sign, conjunct Uranus, which is sudden insights and paradigm shifts. I told you, the moon gonna check in with Saturn. Hey, are you ready for the shift? Then, and as it's conjunct Uranus, is going sextile Neptune retrograde at the same time in Aries. Neptune is going to, you might start getting some intuitive downloads or start seeing shit. Is that you, Casper? And then it's also going to be air to air trine retrograding Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius. Right, Pluto's about power and transformation. And so look at that. Sudden insights, paradigm shifts, intuitive downloads, visions, transformative empowerment. All of this is going on at the same time. This is a triple activation this evening. This is a catalyst for mental transformation. back to, are you going, do you want to be open or do you want to stay hard-headed and rigid thinking? Now, the Sabin symbol that applies to this Mercury Jupiter sextile is a caravan of cars headed to the West Coast. A caravan of cars headed to the West Coast. Now the key note for this energy is the need for cooperative effort in reaching a new world of experience. Back to, are you a team player? Or can you play with the other kids in the sandbox without throwing sand in somebody's eyes? All right. And so I told you the nose is on the Virgo, south node in Virgo, north node in Pisces. So this is a caravan. This caravan, we leave in Virgo world, we're going to head to the Pisces world. We heading to the Pisces world. Hope you got your hat, get your coat. And this journey, what's a caravan? A bunch of people following each other. So this is a shared journey rather than a solid, this is not you being a monk or one of those David Carradine or the Incredible Hulk, just solitary out here, just wandering city to city. You're not a hobo jumping on the train, just going from city to city, jumping off wherever the train stopped. This is a shared journey. Coming from Virgo, this journey has to be organized and purposeful. It can't just be, we just can't be floating out there in the ocean, Pisces. We need a destination. Where we going? And let's make some plans. Collective consciousness. This is about collective consciousness. But it's actually collective consciousness that's linked to our individual selves. So what can our individual efforts do to contribute to a collective cause? Movement toward a symbolic West Coast, which is a new spiritual frontier. So all of this emphasizes, the Sabin symbol emphasizes, brings back to the mind. If we apply this to the energy that we've been talking about earlier, it emphasizes this mental transformation serves not just personal evolution, but contributes to a larger collective shift in the consciousness. What does that actually mean? If you start thinking different, talking different, communicating different, perceiving different, how will that affect the people around you? Do you think that will have an effect on the people around you? When they're talking about collective, that don't mean the whole goddamn globe. It means your actual matrix, your world, right? So do you think if you start talking different, speaking different, listening differently, perceiving differently, do you think that will affect the people around you? Will that have a ripple effect? Now, the Jupiter Mercury sextile is happening at 19 degrees. And the number 19, the number 19 is 10. 1 plus 9 is 10. So the number 19 points to potential for mental rigidity. This is where I got the mental rigidity, the number 19. And being foolish extremes. What's foolish extremes? You at the casino and got to push it all in. What's wrong with betting half the pot? A quarter of the pot? Do you have to bet it all? Foolish extremes. Do you have to stay at the club till the lights come on, till they say last call for alcohol? All right. And then you look at the number 10, and number 10 is aspirations. Aspirations. Going from Virgo North Node to the Piscean South Node, the pathway. Aspirations, reasons, successful completion. It's one thing to talk about it, Virgo, and do the plans. And it's another thing to have faith in, believe in it and all that. But then you actually got to do the shit. Right? So when you add the numbers in here, the pattern that's showing up reflects the choice to it. It's a choice between clinging to outdated mental patterns or embracing renewed clarity and purpose. Are you going to hold on to that old ways, patterns and stuff? Ain't no way you're going to get this from my cold, dead hands. Or are you going to just let it go and then, hey, you know what? Why not just let this go? Now my hands are free to embrace this over here. All right? So what does this mean in real world? Try to complete unfinished projects and communications. Is there a conversation that you left hanging? Try to clear your mental clutter, journaling, meditation, walks, go sit out there by nature. Matter of fact, shout out to Mental Reset. Go sit out in front of a river, running water. Allow past connections to resurface for final resolution. So what's that mean? If you see that X phone number pop up on your phone all of a sudden and you've never been answering, go ahead and answer it. To give this a final resolution. Consciously identify and release all your perfectionist patterns. What do you think need? What do you strive to be perfect that you hesitate to put out there in the world? Hey, can't nobody come in the house because it ain't clean. We got newspaper over there. No, keep them at the door. And like I said yesterday, think about this. If for everybody who say you got trust issues, if you have trust issues with people, how can you trust a process? How can you trust a process is going to end up being successful? Uh, working with this Jupiter Mercury energy, open yourself to new learning opportunities. If somebody's presenting you with something you never heard, don't let your first response be like, "That ain't what I heard," and talk about what you heard. Ask the question. Hey, what does that mean? Tell me, why do you understand it like that? Embrace the emotional wisdom alongside with rational thought. Within pain, if you don't want to deal with the pain, you're denying the wisdom within of and the learning within that pain. Seek supportive communities, collaborative efforts. If there's a community that's always tearing you down, always being very critical of you, why go there? That's just like a chicken going into a den of wolves and expecting not to be eaten. Whose fault is that? The wolves or the chicken that they ate the chicken? It's the chicken's fault. You shouldn't have went in that den. How dare you, wolf? Got two wolves in there fighting over the wishbone. Who gonna be lucky? Allow faith to complement your analysis. Allow faith and, you know, hey, the universe is putting this in my matrix for a reason. It's putting this into my understanding for a reason. Let me look into this. Let me investigate this. And welcome anything that contributes to your mental expansion and open you up to new horizons. And then I also said this Kazemi is happening tomorrow. Right, and I was talking about ego release, mental release, right, and all of that releases is to create space, because it's too cluttered up. You've been a hoarder of mental energy, so you need to release that stuff so new insights can emerge. Your mind and your thoughts is too cluttered up for any new things to be able to fit in that closet. You got to empty that closet. All right. Start preparing yourself for a mental rebirth. Trust in solar powered downloads. By the way, to get downloads, you have to be present and paying attention. Not thinking about yesterday, not thinking about next week, not thinking about, you know, the bill you got to pay, the argument you just had. You got to be present. Align your thinking with your core identity. But to do that, you actually have to be comfortable with who you are. You actually have to be comfortable with your authentic self. And not everybody is. And that's actually where the work comes in. All right. So, all of this is pushing you to evolve yourself on a evolutionary level. Not only are we individually shifting, but this is a collective shift. Right, age of analysis to age of integration. It's one thing, Mercury, to gather all the information and all that, but do you have the faith to will that information, use that information? What you gonna do with that information? You know how to use it? So with both the nodal rulers, think about it, both the rulers of the North Node and the South Node currently are sitting in dignified, exalted positions. So you can't, which means you shouldn't be scared of this transformation. This is a transformation for the good. actually exalted means put on a pedestal. So do you want to, if you do this stuff and lean into this stuff, in a way, the universe is going to reward you by putting you up on a pedestal, letting you advance a level up. But a lot of times people ask for levels and they're actually scared to go to the level in which they ask for. So this is also energy. This is about continued transformation. Not only supported continued transformation and growth. The universe is asking you to take that leap of faith, right? It's trying to show you different things that they're saying, hey, it's okay. Take that jump. Mercury conjunct the south node at 18 degrees Virgo represents a masterfully orchestrated intervention. Hey man, you need to stop pumping that stuff in your veins. You need to go cold turkey. So the mind is undergoing conscious purification, releasing analytical patterns that have become obstacles to spiritual growth. Is there some mental patterns that actually are obstacles to your growth? Is this some old mental patterns that's actually holding you back from growing? And whatever it is, relationships, business, you know. And like Mr. Mental said, some of the reason why you holding on that stuff is because you're scared to fall if you make that leap. But sometimes loss is good. Loss could actually, hey, here it is. I got it. So you might as well do it the easy way. And what's the easy way? To declutter yourself, to open up your closet and open up all that stuff. Because you're going to be forced to declutter one way or the other. It's much easier by you making a free will decision and doing it yourself than the universe forcing you to do it. Now, the way the universe do it, I keep saying, the universe got a cruel sense of humor. Hell, the universe damned everybody for one man's decision or one lady to bite an apple. And now we all damned. So, you better clean up your thinking. Right? I also said downloads, right? So this is, are you trying, it's time to upgrade your mental operating system. But you can't do it if you're mentally rigid. You need to be mentally fluid. You need to be intuitive. Mentally fluid and intuitive. Hey, I'm seeing this new information. My intuition is telling me what's truth and what's fugazi. So this is about releasing and have faith in the release that what you're releasing with precision, not throwing everything, don't throw the baby out with the bath water. But what you're releasing and all of that with precision, having faith that it's all leading to your evolutionary growth in the end. We're approaching the Kazemi tomorrow. Again, the South Node stuff, mental decluttering. Right? It's pointing to a new way of thinking and serves both personally and collective. But it only really helps the collective if you being truly authentic. Authentically you. Are you brave enough to walk in this matrix authentically yourself? So when it comes to today, by the way, what I'm breaking down right now is what I actually said in the horoscope. All right, I just gave you in the horoscope. It's just like the quick version. So what leaves the mind today makes space for tomorrow's inspired vision. The journey from Virgo's detailed analysis to Pisces' intuitive flow. Can you go with the flow? It's supported by two planets sitting in their exalted positions. It's like the universe saying, hey, I bless this transformation. Anybody have any questions? Like I said, the moon's going to Gemini and spend the rest of the weekend in Gemini. What house is Gemini in your chart? Anybody saying anything? I don't know. Is my chat working? Man, my chat ain't working. Check 1 2, check 1 2. Oh, what's up, Lucky? I guess that shit wasn't working. I see. I guess my thing ain't working. Hey, all right, yeah. I guess my thing wasn't working. Chat, because I'm the last thing I seen over here is a mental saying, newsflash, there's nothing wrong with falling. That's the last thing I said, so hit C. So, yeah. Okay, alright. So, everything that I just said, before I go, y'all may see this. If you see this on the social medias, right. On Friday, Mercury meets the South Node at 18 degrees Virgo, demanding conscious release of mental patterns that no longer serve you. This is skilled decluttering. The ruler of Virgo knows exactly what must go. Old conversations resurface for closure, projects complete, and perfectionist loops dissolve. The mind is being purified. The opposition to the North Node in Pisces reveals the path from analysis paralysis toward intuitive flow, from solitary effort toward collective purpose. The Saban symbol, a caravan of cars headed to the West Coast, promised shared journey over individual struggle. Jupiter's immediate sextile from Cancer transforms every mental release into emotional expansion. The great benefic, exalted and nurturing, catches your leap of faith with maternal grace. What you're releasing always was too small to contain who you're becoming. The moon becomes the bridge. She finishes in Taurus with a sobering sextile to Saturn. Final karmic acknowledgement before entering Gemini and igniting the sky. Conjunct Uranus, sextile Neptune, trine Pluto, all at 1 degree. This triple activation delivers sudden insight and paradigm shifts, priming the atmosphere for tomorrow's Mercury Kazemi. Saturday's Kazemi approaches, seeding today with flashes of brilliant clarity. Mercury will emerge from the sun's heart, reborn, carrying downloads of authentic purpose. Friday asks for cooperation with cosmic decluttering. The caravan moves toward new horizons. What leaves today clears space for tomorrow's solar-powered vision. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. So yeah, that was today's horoscope that I put up on the social medias. If y'all see it out there, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Shorts, X. I appreciate it if you hit a like, you know. Leave a comment too. I'll probably respond, yeah. I will respond. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me today. Well, you know how I end this. Know that's a balanced energy, y'all. Have a great weekend.